Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. I realize I haven't recorded anything in a few weeks. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the workshop that's gonna happen February 9th at the Looking Glass, 1:30 till 3:30. My first one in a couple of years if we don't talk or count Greece. It's yoga and freediving retreat where I had the pleasure to teach yoga, and it was hosted by Cheryl Duncan. So my first workshop in a very long time, and I'm very excited and also nervous, obviously, as usual, but this was an idea that I had to just make it happen. So talking about ideas, it's an idea party and hypnotherapy. That's the theme of the workshop. What is that? Well, we'll figure it out together. So it's not my concept, it's Barbara Sher. If you want to check her out online, I will link her TED Talk. She used to be a life coach, speaker, author. She wrote Refuse to Choose, which got introduced to me by Melanie Kovach. She might be at the workshop February 9th. From what I got from all the videos I watched online of her, I think she was one of the most compassionate and funny life coach out there. Really, like, genuinely a good person and funny. So it's really interesting and entertaining to watch her videos. I will put that in the links in the show notes. And she talks about an idea party, which basically you can do with your friends at your home anytime. And she used to do kind of the same thing when she was giving workshops. And she would have people talk about their ideas. So since she was a life coach, she would also kind of solve their problems herself. But she would also, when it was a more specific problem they were facing, she noticed that by being together, people in the audience would give a solution, would have a solution for them, just because there were so many people and they either knew someone who could help or they could help themselves. It's quite amazing when you hear all of her examples. And she gives this example. It's my favorite example, because it's so random. And I think if someone, it's just to show that someone will have a solution for you. So there was this lady, I don't know when it was, the 80s, the 90s, in New York City. It would probably not be allowed anymore, I don't know. There was this lady, she was renting chimpanzees, monkeys, to walk through companies and sell her products. Because when she would walk with the monkey, people would automatically come out of their offices and check out what was happening, which would instantly promote her products. Anyway, so she needed chimpanzees, and rental prices went up and she couldn't afford it anymore. And then someone else in the audience raised her hand and said, "I'm renting out chimpanzees for way cheaper than that." As well as, and she talked about other animals that she rented out. And so that's the craziest example that she gave. And I thought, it's true. I see it in my own life every day, because Basel is a village and I've been living here for a while, and I know people from different backgrounds and in different circles doing different things. And I've always kind of done that myself. If someone comes with a little issue, I will try to think of the person to introduce to them who would solve that problem. Let's say someone who needs a website or a graphic designer or a yoga teacher, whoever, for whatever, I will try to connect people. And so I thought, okay, I'm all also about manifesting and visualizing the future and making your ideas happen and releasing blocks with hypnotherapy to make those ideas happen. Often in the creative realm, but can be anything. Can be you want a relationship, you want a job, you want to travel, you want whatever you want. So let's dig into the subconscious, see what is not allowing you to pursue that and make it happen. And visualize yourself doing so to help out even more. So I thought let's combine these two to see if the idea has a block that could be solved, like really physically, thanks to other people in the community, or rather and solving it on a subconscious level with a visualization, with some journaling. Well, we're gonna journal about it also. So I don't know if that made sense, if that made you wanna come. I think it's gonna be really fun. There are gonna be snacks. Maybe that's a good reason to come. It's just a couple of hours on a Sunday. What else is there to do anyway on a Sunday after lunchtime in Basel? Nothing. So come. It's 10 bucks for students, 15 regular. I really want to make this affordable for everyone, and I want to make it a fun experience, kind of like friends talking and journaling and having tea or coffee, and from across the street most probably. So let me know if you have questions. I'll try to answer them, even though I'm not sure myself what's gonna happen exactly. But the more the merrier, I believe, especially for that kind of workshop, because the more people, the more chances to help each other out. Let me know if you want to register, bring a journal and your favorite pen and comfortable warm clothing. And that's it. Hope to see you there, and then stay warm until then. Thank you for listening. Bye.